आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथोबलमिन्द्रियाणि सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदम् माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मामा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणं मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेयमुपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। Page number 518, fourth section, seventh chapter, second mantra, we have completed. Sanat Kumara, continuing his teaching to Narada Maharshi, who approached him to cross over the samsara. Narada asked Sanat Kumara, Bhagavaha Shochami, I am in grief, Mam Tarayatu, please help me to cross over from this pain or sorrow. Then Sanat Kumara is giving the Bhuma Vidya. This chapter name is called Bhuma Vidya. Sixth chapter is called Sadvidya. This seventh chapter is called Bhuma Vidya. In sixth chapter, Brahman is called as Sat. In the seventh chapter, Brahman is called as Bhuma. To arrive at that Bhuma or Brahman, by knowing which a person relieved from sorrow, Sanat Kumara used a method here. Shakha Chandra Nyaya method. Shakha Chandra Nyaya or Arundhati Darshana Nyaya. Shakha Chandra Nyaya means when a person wants to see the moon first time, the other person showing through the branches, shakha, through the branches, through the leaves, and the person slowly, gradually arrive at that moon, he gets the knowledge of the moon. This is called Shakha Chandra Nyaya. Similarly, Arundhati Darshana Nyaya. Since Arundhati star is very small, first they show the sky, then later all the other stars, then Saptarshi Mandalam. In that Saptarshi Mandalam, Vasishtha Maharshi, near that Vasishtha Maharshi, they have to see that Arundhati. Same method Sanat Kumara apply here. You cannot arrive at Bhuma easily, directly. Therefore, he prescribes certain upasanas. In each section, one upasana he is giving. First section, Nama Upasana. Nama Brahmetyupasthena. Upasita. May you worship Nama the name. The whole Veda is nothing but words, names only. All the Veda mantras are called names, nama. You meditate upon that Veda mantras as Brahman. Nama iti upasita in the first section. Then Narada asked, is there anything superior, great than this nama? Then Sanat Kumara says, superior to nama is vak. Speech is superior. Here we have to understand, superior means not in the term of quality, but in terms of vastness, pervasiveness. Here superior means in terms of pervasiveness. Once the person meditate upon that nama which is more pervasive, this person also pervade like that. He is also become popular. So walk is the second upasana. Speech is very important. Wherever the nama is there, speech has to be there. Speech is more pervasive than nama. Then again Narada asked, more pervasive than nama and walk, please tell me. Then Sanat Kumara says, yes, manas is more pervasive than speech and name. Manas is more pervasive. Mind. Mind means here desire. Desire is more pervasive. In the third section, he has pointed out. So manas alone is the cause for everything. Without mind, you cannot do anything. Therefore, mind is most important thing than the speech. How speech come out? Based on your desire, the mind. Then again, Narada asked. They don't feel bored to ask, okay? The students of Upanishads are very, very eager to ask again and again. Teacher also is not angry with questions. We need not feel guilt also to ask. Even wrong questions also we can happily ask. You know? We have to ask. Then only Guru says this is a wrong question. This is not the way you have to ask. You have to ask like this. Yes, therefore, we have to develop such a faith, bhakti, courage, everything to talk to the teacher. Namakenana bayam first. If we have fear, we cannot learn. Therefore, Guru na bhakti. Shraddha irkano, not bhayam. That bhayam is backed by that bhakti and shraddha. You know, backed by shraddha, bhakti alone, we call it as bhayam. So that bhayam should not obstruct us to ask questions. That bhayam should not obstruct us to be away from my guru. I am only the loser. Therefore, that bhayam also, up to what extent we have to keep shraddha, bhakti, bhayam, anadhi chumma, apra bracket lo potukonu vettavara, real bhayam irukku kudayadhi. Enna boochiya bhayam, guru enna? However much we say, but every one of us have bhayam towards guru, no? But that bhayam should not obstruct us. That's why Narada, you see, how courageously is asking, further is asking. This is the way teacher always want to see the real interest of the student. Then in the fourth section, he says, The more pervasive than the mind is sankalpa. Sankalpa means, we can call it as here buddhi. Nischayatmikam buddhina. Will. Where you use your will. Sankalpa. Decision you have to take. The mind, in the mind there is samshayam. Samshayatmakam manaha. Nischayatmika buddhihi. Care of tattva bodha. So, mind has to grasp the things and it has to fulfill certain desires. It must have some firmness, some willpower. Nischayam pannanu. That is called sankalpa. In this fourth section we are seeing, you can see the whole creation is also as though it is having sankalpa. Varuna Bhagavan has got sankalpa to give rain. Every tree has got sankalpa to give fruits and flowers. Everything, there is a sankalpa, it appears as though. Surya Bhagavan has got a sankalpa to rise every day. Moon has got a sankalpa, it appears. You see the whole thing, creation. Sankalpa alone is there to desire anything. Where there is no sankalpa, you cannot desire anything. Therefore, have satsankalpas. Then desire for that. And put effort for that, to fulfill that desires. Then you use the words, your speech, and through the names, mantras, and through the mantras, you do karma. Through karma, you will get punya phalam. These are all fraction of seconds it happens. Sankalpa. About this sankalpa, in the phalam we have to read that mantra. Third mantra we have to read. What phalam a person will get? Up to here we saw in the last class. So, buddhi, that means sankalpa, is important for that desire, that manas. Then only that manas, what it desires, it can bring the speech properly. The speech brings the words properly. What the words come out from your mouth, you utter, it gives some meaning, not meaningless. There is some meaning whenever you utter certain words. Meaningless words will never come from your mouth. From whose mouth meaningless words will come? A person who is not having that vakshuddhi. Why vakshuddhi is not there? Because his desires are not crystallized. Why his desires are not crystallized? Because his sankalpas are not crystallized. This is what we put in English. Watch your thoughts. They become your words. Watch your words. They will become your actions. Watch your actions. They will become your habits. Watch your habits. It will become your character. Watch your character. It will become your destiny. Where from? From the whole seventh chapter. Are you getting the connection? Those words are not newly invented by anybody. Already said in Chandogya Upanishad. Now we'll read the third mantra. Sahayaha sankalpam brahmetyupaste. Kluptan vaisa lokan. Dhruvan dhruvaham. Pratishthitan pratishthitaham. Avyathamanan avyathamanaham. Avyathamanan avyathamanaham. अभिसिध्यति यावत् संकल्पस्य गतम् तत्रास्य यथा कामाचारो भवति यः संकल्पं ब्रह्मेत्युपास्ते अस्ति भगवः संकल्पात् भूयैति संकल्पाद्वाव भूयोस्तीति तन्मे भगवान् ब्रवीत्विति दिस् इस् फलश्रुति यः संकल्पं ब्रह्म इति उपास्ते Whoever meditate upon Sankalpa as Brahman. All these are upasanas, meditations. What is the benefit? He also pervades, he lives a truthful life and he pervades the truth, how much it pervades because of his Satsankalpa. Satsankalpa always pervasive. Therefore, always have certain sankalpas in your mind, always satsankalpas. Good decisions we have to make in our own mind. To make those decisions, we must have certain clarity in our thinking. Later he is going to talk about that also. Dhruvan Dhruvaha, he becomes steady in this universe. Therefore, our sankalpa also must be steady. Whenever you study our Puranas and all great Mahatmas, their sankalpas are so strong. They are not adamant. It looks as though adamant. But satsankalpas, Bhagirada Prayatnam is what sankalpa? Satsankalpa. Dhruvam means very steady, firm in artha. This person also will become steady and firm in his life, in this universe. Pratishthitan apratishthitaha. Pratishthitan pratishthita. Pratishthitaha means established in artha. Avyathamanan Vyathamanaha, he is free from all pains. Vyatha means pain. When there are satsankalpas, the person is free from pain. Because that is sankalpa balam is there. Whatever sankalpa he does, this is the true sankalpa, satsankalpa. That sankalpa itself gives strength for him. That sankalpa itself removes the pain from his heart. And the sankalpa vandu ulla kulla oor irukum. Because of that sankalpa, this person is so strong enough to withstand to any pain in the world. Any affliction. See those people, great people, they have undergone so many afflictions. They are tormented by physically, adhidaivika, adhibhautika, adhyatmika tapani they have already undergone. But how they withstood? What is the secret? Na? Sankalpa balam. They are free from pain. Sankalpam pandrane bhayam. Sankalpa pandrane bhayam chala perake. Bhishma Pratigna Bhagirada Prayatna, you see any person, great person, you have to withstand to that. Weak-minded people never have satsankalpas. A strong, courageous person can have the satsankalpa, boldly he can face, he is free from pain. பவதி. யஹா சங்கல்பா பிரம்ம இது உபாஸ்தே. அது த பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தட் உபாசன வாட் எவர் சங்கல்ப வீடு வி ஷுட் நாட் ஃபர்கெட். We have to remember that sankalpa and we have to again we have to make it more further strong enough, that sankalpa. Then you are fit enough to get that brahma jnanam, because you are going to face lot of trivials in your life to get brahma jnanam, long time to you have to withstand. Therefore this is a training to get bhuma vidya. Because of these upasanas, person will become so strong. Brahma iti upaste. Brahman iti upaste. Then Narada asked, is there anything bhuyaha superior than this sankalpaha? Sankalpat vava bhuyaha asti. There is superior than sankalpa. Something else is there. Tanme bhagavan bravitu iti na. Please teach about that more pervasive than this sankalpa. When Narada asked, Sanat Kumara enters into the fifth upasana from the fifth section. Chittam is more pervasive than sankalpa. Chittam means here vichakshana jnanam. Vichakshana jnanam. That first mantra we will read. Fifth upasana. Chittam brahma iti upasana. Chittam vava sankalpad bhuyaha. யதா வை சேதயதே அத சங்கல்பயதே அத மனஸ்யதி அத மனஸ்யதி அத வாச மீரயதி தாம் நாம் நீரயதி நாம்னி மந்த்ராஹம் ஏகம் பவந்தி மந்த்ரேஷு கர்மாணி. சித்தம் சங்கல்பாத் பூயா. சித்தம் இஸ் சுப்பீரியர் தன் ஆர் பர்வேசிவ் தன் sankalpa. Chittam means chetayi tratvam. Chetayi tratvam. Chetayi tratvam. Chetayi tratvam means, Shankaracharya says, prapta kala anugama bodhavatvam. Anugama bodhavatva means prapta kala, whatever he has already arrived, what is going to be arrived, what is going to get. Anugama bodhavatva means he is having a knowledge, foresightedness ityartha. Foresightedness. Dura drishti anjunva. Sukshma drishti or dura drishti na. Far-sightedness or long-sighted. Long-sighted and indecisive. Dura-drishti, dirgha-drishti. Planning about the future. He is having a firm judgment about the present life. Based on past experience, based on future planning. Past experience, he is very alert. Aware of past experience. He never forget the past experiences. So judgment based the proper understanding. How he judge? Based on proper past experience he judge. How he judge based on past experience? he has got a proper understanding about past experience. People will learn a better lesson from past experiences. Some people will learn. All people won't learn. Some people, mature people, learn a lesson from the past experience and they behave intelligently when present. Some people, even present also, even in spite of past experiences, they don't behave properly. Because of what? Lack of awareness about the past experiences. That is the reason they cannot judge properly in the present situations. If they don't judge properly in the present situation, how they are going to take decisions about the future? That means alert life in artha. He lives an alert life with regard to past experience and with regard to the judgment based on understanding, and then take decisions about the futures also, plan about the future also. Our life is like this only: past, present, future. That's why some people intelligently they live. Intelligently. Up and down will come in the life, but they withstand. How they withstand? Because of understanding. How they got understanding? Because of experience. How they got experience? Because of past failures. This is called awareness. No? That awareness is called chittam here. Chittam na awareness. Awareness about my past life. Awareness about my present life. Awareness plan about my future life. So, man of experience has got better judgment. Man of experience has got a better judgment. Because of experience will give the judgment. So that person is always is approachable. Many people go to that person and ask some advice. Please help me, what to do? He gives a right judgment there to people also. How? You got a lot of experience by seeing the whole world, people, knowing the psychology. So he is available for advice. Many people will go to that person because he is alert, he is aware of, he has learned so many lessons because of understanding. That is chittam. So chittam alone chetayate, because of that only he functions. Judgment based on proper understanding in adanaya apohaya. Judgment is about what? Either to take this or not to take this. Either to buy this house or not to buy. Either to talk to this person, have to have a relation with this person or not to have a relation with this person. If I have relation, how much relation I have to keep? What type of relation I have to keep? This much thinking, planning, if we do, our life is so smooth. There is a lot of introspection is required, lot of study is required internally. Person has to think. Because of that, sankalpayate, once he has got a proper understanding about the past experiences, then he take a sankalpa, proper sankalpa. So for your sankalpas based on what? Chittam. Your vichakshana jnanam. Then that sankalpa alone leads to manasyati, you desire. Then that desire alone, manasyati, tamu nam nirayati. Because of that desire, you utter so many mantras. I want to get this, I want to get this. And there are so many mantras to we chant. No? When we are doing all these sankalpas, that I want this, I want this. Putraka maschinvita, pashuka maschinvita. These words, how they can come? I want motorbike, I want car, I want house. పశుకామశ్చిన్విత కారు కామశ్చిన్విత వివాహన చక్రం కామశ్చిన్విత పత్ని కామశ్చిన్విత హౌ యూ కెన్ డిజైర్ అట్టర్ దిస్ వర్డ్స్ మనస్యతి మీన్స్ యూ డిజైర్ డిజైర్ బేస్డ్ అనమాట సంకల్ప సంకల్ప బేస్డ్ అనమాట విచక్షణ జ్ఞానం దట్ ఈస్ ద కనెక్షన్ హియర్ నామ్ నీరయతి దట్ వాక్ దెన్ వాచ్ మీరయతి దెన్ నామ్ నీరయతి త్రూ ద వాక్ ద వర్డ్స్ విల్ కమ్ యు అట్టర్ యు డిజైర్ ఫర్ దాట్ మంత్రాః ఏకం భవంతి ద మంత్రాస్ వాట్ యు అట్టర్ mantras what we utter just like that we don't utter mantras we do certain karmas certain actions rituals the karmas based on mantras mantras based on the nama nama based on vak vak based on your manas manas based on sankalpa judgment that judgment based on your chittam vichakshana jnanam therefore this is called proper comprehension proper comprehension. So person does sankalpa or judgment to desire and the person desire to utter vak. Then person utter vak for that nama, nama to do karma. That karma will give phalam. Next mantra we will read. That's why learning is not for learning's sake. Whatever we are learning, not just for learning's sake. There is some benefit. I learn through that learning. I learn through that learning. To face life situations. Anything I am learning means to face life situations only, not just for learning's sake. Adhik ngapam irukkona namakku. Even any study for that matter. We learn so many lessons in our life once we are studying scriptures. How to face the life situations. There is a connection. How the connection, you know better. Next mantra we'll read. సెకండ్ మంత్ర తాని హవా ఏతాని చిత్తైకాయనాని చిత్తాత్మని చిత్తే ప్రతిష్ఠితాని తస్మాద్యద్యపి బహువిధ చిత్తో భవతి నాయమస్తీత్యేవ ఏనమాహుర్యదయం వేదయద్వా అయం విద్వానేత్తమాచిత్తః ఆచిత్తః స్యాత్ ఇత్యథ యద్యల్ప విచిత్తవాన్ భవతి విచిత్తవాన్ భవతి తస్మాద్ ఏవోత శుశ్రూషంతే ఏవోత శుశ్రూయంతే చిత్తం హేవోషమేకాయనం చిత్తం ప్రతిష్ట చిత్తముపాస్తేతి ప్రతిష్ట చిత్తముపాస్వేతి తానియః వా ఏతాని చిత్త ఏకాయనాని all these sankalpas chittam mind everything is directed towards this vichakshana jnanam He says, one after another, what is the benefit if I practice this upasana? This Vidwan means he becomes an intelligent person. Intelligent person who does proper judgment is an intelligent person. This intelligent person, he uses that thinking in a crystallized manner and he faces the situations. Because of that, facing the situation in a proper way, he becomes very popular and he is able to handle his life in a better way. If he won't practice, what are the demerits? Also, he says, because of this, that benefits he gives in the next mantra, we'll read that mantra also, then it connects totally. Yad alpachittavan bhavati tasmat evaitina. So for alpachittamana, if he is not having this much intelligence, proper clarity, understanding, he cannot listen anything when people are talking. He is not having the capacity of listening to others. He cannot serve to others. He cannot served by others also. That's why first serve others. To serve others also, we require certain type of understanding. Without understanding, you cannot serve for a long time. The more I serve, the more I learn. The more experience I get. The more I get experience, the more I get clarity, crystallization in my decisions, judgment. Why we fail in when we are talking to the people, why we fail in taking decisions? Because of lack of clarity, lack of alertness, lack of awareness. In the awareness, alertness, how to develop in? How to develop in? We have to cultivate it. They will not come just like that. One upasana, that's why upasakas generally you see, when they do upasana, little bit upasana, with understanding. That is what he says, understanding. Vichakshana jnana means what to do, what not to do. Uha pohana. So he gives that phalam here in this third mantra also. We will read this mantra. This second mantra says, if a person who is not having this clarity, crystallization of understanding, that person is as good as non-existent. He is as good as non-existent. That's why there are many people in the world, but there are very few people who are very popular, well-versed, and they get good name and fame. Why not all people? Alpa chittavan anartham. They don't have vichakshana jnana. What is right? What is wrong? What is good? What is evil? They don't have the vichakshana. Those people who are having vichakshana, they have good, evil and contrast. They will study properly. They do only good actions. They will be away from the evil actions. So these are all, a person require a tremendous willpower for all this. Alpa means inferior or kshudram. Chittam vichakshana jnanam illena, that person cannot withstand with the society. Eppadi bayam bayinda appadi ippadi thana thala thirippinde povan. He cannot face the people face to face. That's why you see some people, they cannot look into the eyes of the people. They cannot stand at the people and talk few minutes, 5 minutes and they cannot. Why? And the they don't have confidence on themselves. The confidence ஏன் இல்லைன்னா உள்ள தகராறு. அந்த கண்ணை பார்க்கும் போது பயம் பயமா இருக்கும். அந்த கண்ணு எல்லாமே தெரியும் எந்த அளவுக்கு ஹி இஸ் அ வெரி பேலன்ஸ்டு பர்சன். That you see the vision of that person itself based on his thinking. His thinking is based on his sankalpa. Sankalpa based on his vichakshana jnana. இது எல்லாமே psychology தான். இப்போ ஏதோ புதுசாக சைக்காலஜி வருதுன்னு இதெல்லாம் சாஸ்திரம்ல ஏற்கனவே சொல்லியிருக்கு இதெல்லாமே. அதனால் நிமிந்து பேசணும். நிமிந்து பேசணும்னா மூஞ்சி பார்த்து பேசணும். எங்கேயோ பார்த்துட்டு எங்கேயோ பார்க்கக்கூடாது, இங்கே பார்க்கக்கூடாது. அப்படி தெரிஞ்சு போயிடும் உடனே. யூ ஆர் உஃப்னர்தான். வெரி கிளியர், மஸ்ட் பி வெரி கிளியர். அதுதான் கிறிஸ்டல் கிளியர் சொல்ல கிளாரிட்டி என்ன. திஸ் இஸ் த பலம் இன் திஸ். சஹாய சித்தம் பிரம்மேத்யுபாஸ்தே. சித்தான்வை சஹ லோகான் த்ருவான் த்ருவஹ ப்ரதிஷ்டிதான் ப்ரதிஷ்டிதஹ அவ்யதமானான் அவ்யதமானஹ அபிசித்யதி யாவத் சித்தஸ்ய கதம் தத்ராஸ்ய யதா காமாசாரோ பவதி. யத் சித்தம் ப்ரம்மேத்யுபாஸ்தே பகவத் சித்தாத் பூயைதி சித்தாத் வாவ பூயோஸ்திதி தன்மே பகவான் ப்ரவீத்விதி. சேம் லைக் த ப்ரீவியஸ் செக்ஷன், ஃபோர்த் செக்ஷன்ல வாட் எவர் பெனிஃபிட்ஸ் ஹி செட் இஸ் மோர் பர்வேசிவ். ஹி வில் பி எஸ்டாப்ளிஷ்ட் இன் ஹிஸ் லைஃப் ஃபர்ம் ஸ்டெடி அண்ட் ஹீஸ் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் பெயின். And Narada asked again if there is anything superior. It is the same kada. So this person is very accurate in his talking. See, finally we are doing whole interaction using some words. And the words through shabdam, vaak. Using words, accurate words, with accurate speech. How much volume I have to use, first thing. Accurate volume. But நம்ம வீட்டில் கேசட்ஸ் எல்லாம் நிறைய பேர், பீப்புள் ஆர் டேக்கிங் கேசட்ஸ். இஃப் யூ கீப் இட் லவுட்லி, யூ லவ் சுவாமினி ஸ்பீச், பட் ஆல் பீப்புள் டோன்ட் லவ் சுவாமினி ஸ்பீச், யூனோ. யூ ஆர் நாட் சப்போஸ் டு கீப் சோ மச் வால்யூம் so that let them listen. They don't listen, they will curse Swamini. Even suppose you like a nice program in the TV, let us people know, all people, first floor, neighbors, right side, left side, all people have to listen. Then something wrong in artham. See, the accurate speech, accurate words, accurate volume, everything. Why I am telling personally, I heard through one somebody. Yeah, that mommy, one mommy ki vera velaye illa. Ennana always listening cassettes da. And keeping always the cassettes with full volume and disturbing the neighbors. And that people started hating Vedanta. I request people, please don't do that. Whatever comes, whatever you like, even bhajan, even stotram, even chanting, even anything for that matter, lecture also, it is only must be listened to you, not to any other person. If you keep more than that, Even your speech volume, your talking, your words goes more than that what it required. It is another type of sin, I will tell you. Another type of papam. Pandave kuda. This person is chitta means what? Vichakshana jnana vanna vatna. Accurate volume, accurate speech, accurate time, everything very measuring in vata. Everything he measures. இதுக்கு எவ்வளோ அபியாசம் வேணும் நமக்கு பாரு. நம்ம சேட்டர் பாக்ஸு, அதுக்கு வால்யூம் கண்ட்ரோலே கிடையாது. லைக் அவர் ஃபேன் ரெகுலேட்டர்ஸ் மாதிரி, ஆல் ஃபேன் ரெகுலேட்டர்ஸ் லாஸ்ட் தேர் இஸ் கண்ட்ரோல். யூ ஹவ் டு கீப் ஆல்வேஸ் ஃபுல். அந்த ஃபுல்லோனே இருக்கும் எப்போவுமே. எனி ஹவுஸ் யூ கோ அண்ட் சி ரெடியூஸ் ரெகுலேட்டர்னா, நோ சுவாமி இட் ஓன்ட் ஒர்க். என்ன அக்யூரேட்ஸ், accuracy is not there in the regulator. It has lost its balance now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 edukku it has to function, but it won't function. Adhu edho machine function pannala adhu buddhi kediyadhu. Namakku enna aachu? What about volume 1, volume 2, volume 3 in our volume voice, in our TV, in our radio, in our tape recorder? Why we are not using that volume properly? Why you have to be cursed by other people? No accuracy. Accurate is possible only a person who is having vichakshana jnana. Vichakshana jnana irukkanu romba kammi. Adhu theriyum. Yaarukku? Sanat Kumarukku. Naana idhu Brahmavan upasana pannu, appadiyavadhu unga buddhi varum nalla. First thing, first we should follow speech volume reduce. செத்தமாக பேசாதே. அண்ட் யூஸ் வேர்ட்ஸ் ஆல்சோ ஆக்யூரேட்லி. எவ்வளோ வரைக்கும் பேசணுமோ அவ்வளோதான் பேசணும். ஒரு வார்த்தை கூட எக்ஸ்ட்ரா வரக்கூடாது. வந்ததுன்னா என்ன அர்த்தம்னா, நோ அலைன்மெண்ட்ன்னு அர்த்தம். அலைன்மெண்ட் இல்லைன்னு அர்த்தம். இந்த அலைன்மெண்ட் இல்லாதவனுக்கு என்ன தான் பிரம்ம ஜானம் வரப்போகிறது? வர மாதிரி இருக்கும், வரவே வராது. First, align your speech, mind, thought, everything, no? Alignment, words. Vidwan, a vidwan is one who is having this accurate way of speech, no? Words. That's why observe yourself. Always observe yourself. What am I talking? What I have spoken, words, where there is no use at all. How many words I have used unnecessarily? And when I am talking to this person, my mind is always on the third person is listening or not. Idu poidum. The whole character is lost in artha. Character in the sense, not that character I am talking. Your personality. This is called split personality. When I am talking to a person, that person only should listen, not to all people. Often I say, when I am talking to this person, I listen all people's words except this person's portion. Inge class le one student asking question, inge oru group pesinne irupa, inge oru group pesinne irupa. Yeah, why we lose this common sense annade puriye maatengirathu. I have to call, please don't talk, I am answering the question, he is asking question. Avaru enna question enake puriyadhu, enna idhu kaadalla vilundinne irukum, idhu kaadalla vilundinne irukum. This sound I have to listen, this sound I have to listen. In spite of listening Shastra from so many years, why this happens? Why my speech should disturb others? Why I have talk in front of others especially? Ennamo periya padika poran na idu chinna vishayam therinja podum namakku. Indha chinna chinna vishayam la vittitam periya periya illa Brahmananda valli, Shiksha valli, Bhrugu valli padikiram na. That's why a vidwan is one, a mature person is one, he always take care of small things. And big things, issues, all will take care of by themselves. They never go for big issues, they take care of small issues, small things. But immature people, they always work for higher things. Idella kota vittiduva, they don't bother about these things. How they can become an exemplary to the society, to the family, to the people. How to propagate this teaching? First you live and show to others. Not just teaching or preaching. Live and you are the best exemplary. Okay, edho inge irundho ingo poitom. Come to the sixth section. We will read. First mantra, sixth section. Dhyanam vava chittad bhuyah. Dhyayativa prithivim. Dhyayativa antariksham. Dhyayativa dyauhum. Dhyayanti vapaham. Dhyayanti vaparvataham. Dhyayanti vadeva manushyaham. Tasmadya iha manushyanam. Mahatta prapnuvanti. Dhyana padamshaham. Ivaivate bhavanti. Atha e alpaha kalahinaham. Pishuna upavadinaham. Te atham ye prabhavaham. Dhyana padamshaham. Ivaivate bhavanti. Dhyana upasveti. What is more pervasive than Chittam? Dhyanam is more pervasive than Chittam. See, Vichakshana Jnanam is possible when you have Chitta Ekagrata. Dhyanam means Ekagrata. Dhyayativa Prithvi. Hey Narada, look at the whole earth. It appears as though doing meditation steadily. Dhyayativan antariksham. Antariksham means the whole intermediary lokas are appearing as though meditating. Dhyayativa dyauhu. That swargam, that means higher lokas, also as though meditating. Dhyayantiva apaha. Waters also as though, you see the whole ocean, mist of ocean, as though it is doing meditation steadily. Not popcorn. When you eat popcorn, you can't see that. No? Popcorn, you eat. You can't see the meditation of the ocean. See that ocean, waters meditating. Similarly, Jayantiva parvataha. Mountains are also appearing as though meditating, ekagrataya, concentration. Jayantiva devan manushyaha. Even devas also appear as though meditating. Manushyaha also, there are some manushyas, human beings, who are all meditating, very calm and quiet. They are not restless, they are not distracted. Generally, whoever meditate, every day they do meditation, you see their face. I see the person we face who is not at all doing meditation. Udane theriyum. Dhyanam pandravanoda face, and the kannu, and the parvai, different a irukum. Dhyanam pandravanoda face, kannu, parvai, oru maadhiri irukum. Yen? Appadiyum. சொல்லணுமா?
Dhyanapadamshaha means even that amsha, the people who are all practicing that meditation, even little bit, 10 minutes minimum, 20 minutes, if they practice, ihaivate bhavanti athai, they will become so great people in this universe. That's why mountains are so great, ocean is so great, trees are, see, they are as though meditating. Namada, always distracted, disturbed. They are always standing still, meditating. Suppose a person does not practice this meditation, alpaha. Alpaha, what they do na? Who are not at all practicing meditation, kalahinaha, always quarrel with others. You cannot see a meditator, a yogi, a person who practices everyday meditation, it is, he cannot quarrel with the people, generally. அதனால தியானம் பண்ணினா குறலே இருக்காது. நம்ம உள்ள வீட்டில் எப்பவுமே சிக்ஸில் இருக்கும் வால்யூம், எல்லாம் சண்டை போட்டாங்கன்னா அவ்வளோதான். ரூஃப் கூட யாஸ்டும் இன்னும் வேலைக்காரர் கூட பேசும்போதும் கூட அப்படி தான் பேசணும்னு சொல்லி அப்படி தான் பேசுவான். வை ஐ ஹாவ் டு டாக் லைக் தட்? ஐ நீட் நாட் லுக் டவுன் அப்பான் த சர்வெண்ட். Even you can convert the servant is also by your speech properly. Kalahinaha means quarrel. Those who never practice meditation, they always quarrel with others. Here, pishunaha. First start vikshepam. Dhyanam pannala enna na manasu distraction. Vikshepam vandadu. Vikshepam, disturbed mind, enna pannum, alpaha means always small people they are. Those are all disturbed, distracted mind people are all alpaha. Na sollala, okay, Sanat Kumara is telling. Alpaha means very small, very inferior. Because of that alpatvam, inferior, kalahinaha, they quarrel. Kavya Shastra Vinodena Kalo Gachati Dhimatam. Wise people always spend their time in studying Kavyam, Sangeetam, learning Sangeetam. Kavya Shastra, studying Shastra, Vinodam, entertainment, classical music, classical dance, they spend much time in that only. But Vyasanena cha Murkhanam Nidra Kalahena cha. Dull-witted people always quarrel. Nidra or sleep, kalahena, this one, vyasanam, edo addiction, murkhas. So, alpaha, kalahinaha, pishuna, seeing faults in others, always paradosha prakatakaha. Only enna dosham irukkaanu paathinne irupa. Enna, dhyanam pannina thane, a person who does dhyanam every day, he never talk about the limitations of others, mistakes of others, errors in others. எப்பவுமே குறை சொல்லிட்டே இருப்பா, இப்படி 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 அதுக்கு பண்ண மாட்டான். பட் ஹி திஸ் பர்சன் இஸ் அல்பஹா பிஷுனஹா. தென் உபவாதி, உபவாதி என்ன? கிரிட்டிசைசிங் அதர்ஸ், ஃபைண்டிங் ஃபால்ஸ் இன் அதர்ஸ் இஸ் தட் பிஷுனஹா. உபவாதி மீன்ஸ் கிரிட்டிசைசிங் அதர்ஸ். ஏன் தியானம் பண்ணக்கூடாதோ? ஏன்னா மனசு ரொம்ப டிஸ்டர்ப்டு, என்ன பண்ண முடியும்? வேற வேலை கிடையாது, அது போட்டுகிட்டே இருப்பான். அது மேலே இது மேலே ஏதோ ஒரு டிஸ்டர்ப்டு மைண்ட். பீப்புள் ஆல்வேஸ் டிஸ்டர்ப் ஆல் பீப்புள், என்விரான்மெண்ட் ஆல்சோ. தேர்ஃபோர் டூ மெடிடேஷன் அண்ட் சொல்கிறார் சனத்குமார். அப் டு நெக்ஸ்ட் வீக் டூ மெடிடேஷன். பூர்ணமதஃ பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.